News. I'm Ben Thomas. A weak July jobs report sent stocks tumbling today. The Labor Department says employers added just 114,000 jobs last month.
That's a soft number.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates.
The Dow lost 1.5%, the S&P 1.8%, and the NASDAQ 2.4%. As traders worried the report was a sign the U.S. economy may be cracking. Fauché's forecast?
I think the most likely outcome is that we do get a Fed funds rate cut in September, that economic growth picks up a little bit towards the end of this year and then in 2025, and that we should see a labor market that remains solid, perhaps just not as good as it was in 2023.
An announcement today from the Democratic National Committee's Jamie Harrison.
As chair of this party that is built on hope, I am so proud to confirm that Vice President Harris has earned more than a majority of votes from all convention delegates and will be the nominee of the Democratic Party following the close of voting on Monday.
Democrats have been holding a virtual roll call of delegates ahead of their convention. And Norman Hall on views of the Secret Service.
Most Americans have doubts about the Secret Service's ability to keep presidential candidates safe after last month's attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only around 3 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep the presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The survey also found that about 7 in 10 Americans think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the assassination attempt. Democrats were far more likely to blame the availability of guns, while Republicans were more likely to blame the Secret Service. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The Justice Department is suing TikTok for breaching privacy rules surrounding children. Jackie Quinn has the story.
Federal law requires that kid-oriented apps and websites get parental consent before collecting personal information on children under 13. This latest lawsuit alleges TikTok and its China-based parent company ByteDance violated that law by allowing registration through third-party credentials and alleging that information was shared with other companies. They're also accused of failing to honor requests from parents to delete their children's accounts. TikTok has disagreed with the allegations, saying many of the issues have already been addressed. The federal government is considering a ban on TikTok in the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.